You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
This is a time when we're being advised to hunker down, and this had listeners wondering about the origins of the expression hunker down.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
So I'm sure the listeners have probably already noticed that you sound a little different this morning, and that is because we are talking with you over Skype. We are practicing social distancing here at That's What They Say.
Yes, we are. And I'm so glad that technology allows us still to talk about words here on Sunday morning.
Yay, technology. Yay, words.
That's right. And the word that a lot of people are talking about, or the words, are hunker down. Because we are, many of us, hunkering down in our homes or in our cities. And so listeners were saying, wait a minute, that's kind of a funny word. Let's talk about this word hunker. It is a verb. It originally is from Scots. We think it has Germanic roots. And it first appears in Scots right around 1720. And its meaning is to squat. So to hunker is to physically get down where your haunches are on your heels. We can all imagine this. And what I discovered, which I love, is that there is also the noun hunkers. And you see it in the phrase, on one's hunkers.
Oh, I love that. I'm going to use that one.
No, there are just little gems in all of this. That use of hunker to mean squat is still around in the U.S. You see it in the South Midland region, according to the Dictionary of American Regional English. And you will also see hunker up or hunker over, which can mean when we draw our limbs in to get really small, we're hunkering up or hunkering over. What we're doing right now with COVID-19 is a more figurative sense of hunker down. This use appears to happen, start to happen beginning of the 20th century as this word moves into U.S. use. And we see it start to mean things like to concentrate one's resources, especially if the conditions are bad. It can also mean to dig in or buckle down, and I use it this way, like I'll hunker down to get some work done.
Yeah, I can use it like that too. Concentrate on it.
Exactly. And then we also see it in military contexts where it means to shelter or take cover. Now, I do want to note that hunker down has gotten attention before, particularly with hurricanes. In the coverage of hurricanes, you'll see people talk about the folks who don't evacuate hunkering down in their homes. And because of this, apparently there are even drinking games where people will drink every time they use the word hunker down in television coverage during a hurricane. And Lake Superior State University does a list of banished words every year, and they put hunker down on that list in 2006.
You know, if I had been playing that drinking game just this week, I would have been on the floor over and over again.
Now, I got curious about the history of hunker down and looked in Google Books, and you do see that since around the early 1980s, it has seen a dramatic rise. Ben Zimmer wrote about hunker down in a column for the Wall Street Journal in 2017, but certainly we're hearing a lot about it now. The other thing that people may be hearing is the eggcorn bunker down. An eggcorn is when we see a phrase get reinterpreted in a way that makes sense. And while most of the headlines say hunker down, you can find some headlines that say bunker down.
You hunker down in the bunker. Makes perfect sense.
That's exactly right. And that's probably how people reinterpreted the phrase, because hunkering, bunkering, you can make sense of all of it.
Well, Ann, as you are hunkering down, stay safe, stay healthy, and that goes to all of you listeners out there, too.
Rebecca, I look forward to when I can see you again in person.
Me, too. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.